Welcome to this week's Audio Follow Friday. I'm Tim Keenan. My guest on this edition of Audio Follow Friday is Patty Fantasia of At Patty Fantasia, brought to you by CreativeMediaRecording.com, providing audio post-production for video and new media, voiceover recording, and ISDN connection to voices and studios around the world. Patty's based in Las Vegas and has a syndicated blog called Filmmaker's Notebook. She also writes for two local entertainment online magazines, Las Vegas Round the Clock and The Flick Chicks. In addition to that, she's co-producing a short film called Accused that's in the final stages of post-production. Patty, thanks so much for taking the time to be with us today.
Well, thank you for having me on here, Tim.
So everybody wants to know, you're the obscure Patty Fantasia. Tell us a little bit more about what you do and maybe something that you're working on right now.
Well, I wanted to get into the film industry and do more with it. Many, many years ago, I had an entertainment magazine, and then I got into doing more sales marketing, primarily in the high-tech industry. And when I decided to go back into becoming involved with filmmaking, I started Filmmaker's Notebook as a way to kind of launch myself into that and got involved with Twitter and Facebook to make some connections.
Yeah, that's one of the things we've found is some great connections that we've made through Twitter. So
Twitter is wonderful. One of the things I love about it is being in Las Vegas, you're not in one of the hot spots like LA or New York. It doesn't matter when you start getting involved with the circle like Twitter because you could be based anywhere and you can still make connections.
So true. And so what are you working on right now? I know you're getting prepared to cover NAB.
Definitely getting prepared to cover NAB. I also do writing for some local online entertainment magazines, the Flick Chicks, which is just recently won an award for its coverage, and also Las Vegas Round the Clock. So I'll be covering NAB for those as well. And what I try to do with the writing is do a more entertaining version of the same material for those sites and then do something that might be more geared towards filmmakers for Filmmaker's Notebook with the same material. So it has more of an appeal of how things are made or more in-depth conversation with filmmakers.
Now, how long have you been doing the Filmmaker's Notebook blog?
I launched it last summer and was grateful when I saw I had two or three views and people were actually showing up. And it has just been a process. It has started to really grow. It is doubling just about every month in number of unique views. It got syndicated by OpenFilm.com, which is still in one of its major launch phases. They've been up into the millions of views since they've started that. Their board is very interesting because it is led by James Caan and also has Robert Duvall on it, and one of their sections is blogs, and I was fortunate enough to get mine syndicated on there.
Well, we enjoy your tweets. Tell me a little bit about how you're using Twitter particularly to promote, you know, the blog and the stuff that you're working on.
Well, you know, it's interesting. One thing I found using Twitter is, and I've watched other people too, when you're using an instrument like that just for self-promotion, I think people catch on and you start to lose people. When you use it as a means for trying to build yourself a reputation and also to connect with the community, I think people tend to embrace you more and it opens up a lot of avenues for you. It can't be all about you.
Right.
You have to encompass other people and enjoy other people, and they catch on if they think you're a phony.
Totally. Yeah. It's truly social media, you know, and I love the brevity of it and the fact that there's just so much material out there.
I just found out it is becoming a huge hit in Japan because of the brevity. The Japanese language is so shortened that they can pretty much write a short story in 140 characters.
Right. Amazing. Wow. Now, Patty, how could folks get a hold of you if they want to get a hold of you?
They can contact me via my website. I'm at info@filmmakersnotebook.com, and they can reach me there at any time.
Thanks for joining us today on Audio Follow Friday.
Well, thank you for having me again, Tim.
We'll be back in subsequent weeks with interviews with some of our favorite Twitter networking friends and experts.